I would say, everybody always wants to come out positive, right, and make sure that you win. We did run a campaign expecting to win. Unfortunately, that was not the result. But we are very proud of our campaign, of our volunteers, and the work that we did. And I am very, proud of the work that we did at the end of the day. And the people of Garfield County want to continue with John Martin being their commissioner, and I fully respect that.
You lost by 1.65% or 501 votes. That's not a very big margin.
No, it's actually really, really close. And I think at the end of the day, if we add up our race and Brian's race as well, we come to the conclusion that the majority of the county did not vote for the incumbent. But I guess it just proves that, there's still a lot of work to do and unity that needs to happen within our county.
What is your message for John Martin, who just got reelected for his seventh term as county commissioner for District 2?
First of all, congratulations. And I look forward to, seeing the work that he does in the next 4 years. And I think COVID and the racial awakening that's happening in our country, he can start to realize that there is more need to bring more diverse voices into his advisory boards and into his circle. And I really hope that happens in these next 4 years.
Beatriz Soto, what is your next step?
Well, I'm going to continue to work at Wilderness Workshop. I really like running the Defiende Nuestra Tierra program, and I will continue to be involved in my community and make sure that the platform that we ran our campaign is actually, this is very attainable. And I think a lot of people want to see climate action, environmental justice, racial justice. So this is ongoing work that has to continue within our county and our communities. And I look forward to continue to do that work and collaborate with our local governments to make sure we can ensure that.
And finally, Beatriz, what do you think should be the next step for the local Democratic Party and for the county's Latino population?
Well, I would say not just engage during election cycles, but make sure that we're engaging throughout the year and make sure we're establishing those relationships, that there's trust and there's authenticity, and make sure that we are growing our base and that the Latino community also feels empowered to be a part of our democracy. They feel educated. They feel knowledgeable. And I'm really proud that the Latino vote went from 43% to 69% participation. So right there, that's a huge win. And I hope to see an increase in making sure that the Latino community is registered to vote and is voting. So I'm excited to continue that work as well.
Well, Beatriz Soto, Democratic candidate for county commissioner race for District 2, thanks very much for your work, for your campaign, and for taking some time to speak with me today.
Thank you, Amy.